The assault ramp of the heavily ornamented Stormbird crashed to the sand, and a broad-shouldered warrior emerged. The accompanying roar of the gathered warbands drowned out the engines of the dropship. Tarugar was a hulking behemoth of a warrior, a brutal, blood-soaked killer. Before Scalathrax, he had been a leading figure within Angron's Devourer bodyguard, and he wore the Terminator warplate of the Shattered Legion's elite. Spikes, adorned with the skulls and helms of notable foes, fanned out above his massive shoulders. Flayed and tanned human flesh was stretched like mottled parchment across his cuirass. The grotesquely distorted face at its center was that of an Imperial Fists captain, a foe Tarugar had butchered upon the walls of the Imperial Palace. Along with a small band of World Eaters berserkers, he was accompanied by an entourage of senior chieftains. These were the most favored and powerful of those who had sworn their blood oaths to him. The size of the vast armies they had brought outnumbered the World Eaters by a factor of many thousands to one, and the majority of those filling the ancient arena and the surrounding plains were theirs to command. There were seven of them in all, and they were a motley and disparate group, perfectly encapsulating the varied nature of the host that mustered behind the banner of the World Eaters. A robed and hooded outcast of the cult Mechanicum, eye clusters glowing red and mecha dendrites poised, stood alongside a barbarous Xenos humanoid with a distinctly avian aspect to its features and a necklace of human fingers around its neck. A cherubic blonde child with sinister jet-black eyes who levitated several feet off the ground, cast his demonic gaze over the scene. A grim-faced traitor general of the Imperial Guard skulked behind a completely skinless woman who wore a mask of sewn human flesh and carried a demon blade wreathed in blue flames. Beside them lurked a vat-grown gladiator king with a mane of dreadlocks and cyber-implant nodes studying his neck and shoulders. Last of all, standing slightly apart from the others, was an anonymous Chaos Space Marine, bedecked in blue-green armor and bearing the contorting serpentine heraldry of the Alpha Legion. Some were motivated by promises of worlds and systems yet to be conquered, others by vengeance against an Imperium that they felt had failed and betrayed them. Some were driven by little more than the prospect of slaughter, others by the terms of demonic pacts and soul oaths sworn in blood. All had come together to be part of a new assault against the Imperium of Man, and they would swear ultimate allegiance to whomsoever claimed victory that day. But within this parade of freaks, one inspired fear like no other. The one known simply as the Flesh Tearer. In his massive spike-knuckled gauntlet, Tarugar held a heavy chain of dark iron, the looping length of which was fixed to the bronze collar of his named champion. The beast was more animal than man, and it strained against the chain that bound it, spitting and snarling. It was another traitor Astartes warrior, yet it was a debased creature, with red-rimmed eyes and drawn flesh. Its flaxen hair was long and unkempt, and it drew its pallid lips back into a snarl of blood-tinged fangs, the elongated canines curiously pronounced. It wore heavily battle-scarred black power armor that was caked in blood and gore. Its left pauldron was a mangled ruin where a chapter symbol had been crudely hacked off. Nevertheless, Mavin knew that it was a gene descendant of the dead Primarch, Sanguinius. The sons of the Blood Angel had once looked down upon the World Eaters, seeing them as little more than rabid, savage beasts. The irony of that misplaced scorn made Mavin smile now. The Warlord and his bizarre entourage came to a halt. Brond acknowledged his rival with a nod.
Tarugar!
Tarugar's expression was thunderous.
Where's the betrayer here? This is treachery!
Treachery, brother?
It was meant to be you, Argus Brond. You cannot name another to fight after the challenge has been accepted.
The Flesh Tearer spoke, his voice refined and noble, and completely at odds with his appearance.
I care not which one of them I fight.
Silence, dog!
Mavin stepped forwards, surprised by his own boldness.
It is my master's right to name a champion in his stead, just as you have, Lord Tarugar. He has named Khan.
Tarugar glanced briefly at Mavin, disdain written on his face for all to see.
You let your conniving worm speak for you now, Brond. You are not fit to lead.
Brond gestured towards the snarling flesh terror.
And you sully the honor of the Legion by allowing a creature such as this to fight your battles. It is a disgrace.
The Legion is dead. The betrayer there killed it.
Silence fell across the group. Mavin's heart skipped a beat. He risked a sidelong glance at Khan.
You would have died that day, Devourer, had you not fled like a coward. Draw a weapon, and we can address that injustice.
Tarugar's face flushed, but he did not respond. He tugged on the iron chain.
The Blood God does not care of the Flesh Terror's heritage, and nor do I. He kills in the name of Khan. Nothing else matters.
So let us stand back, my brother, and let our champions decide his will.
No! I did not agree to this blood duel knowing that the betrayer would fight on your behalf.
Mavin cut in, his voice icy.
It matters not, Lord Tarugar. A challenge has been issued. You accepted.
Tarugar pointed at Mavin with one heavy power gauntlet.
Be silent, worm! I do not wish to hear another word from you, or I shall cut out your venomous tongue!
You will not. My seneschal speaks truthfully.
Tarugar gritted his teeth and gestured around the arena.
Your war host is gone, Brond. You are beaten. You are in no position to challenge me. Every one of these warriors is mine. I have no need to go through with this foolishness. At my command, you die!
You would break your word? The Bloodfather watches, as do those you would lead to war in his name. You think they will follow you if you shrink from this challenge now?
Tarugar's fists clenched. He knew that he was caught, Mavin saw. His desire to see Brond cut down by his champion beast had overridden his caution. Indeed, had Mavin been advising him, he would have counseled Tarugar to ignore the challenge and finish his rival in battle rather than risk the duel. Thankfully, the brutish warlord had received poor counsel, or had chosen to ignore it altogether.
You should have taken the knee when I offered you clemency, Argus Brond. I might have given you a position of honor. There is nothing for you now.
Brond merely smiled in response. Khan stepped forwards, dropping his sack of skulls to the ground.
Enough. The Blood God grows impatient, as do I.
He lifted his broad-crested helm from where it hung at his belt and slid it over his head. Pneumatic seals hissed as it locked into place, and its emerald-green lenses began to glow with an inner fire. With the helmet in place, his whole demeanor was altered. His muscles tensed, and his breathing hastened. When he spoke, his voice was an angry, bestial growl through the vox emitters.
It is time.
Fine. Once the Flesh Terror is done with your betrayer, I'll set him on you, Brond.
You know as well as I that it will not come to that.
Mavin did not share his master's confidence. Oh, he knew of the betrayer's reputation, but he had seen the Flesh Terror in battle earlier in the day. He was a horror of blade and claw, a fanged whirlwind of carnage with glittering savage eyes. The outcome was far from certain. At a gesture from Tarugar, the Flesh Terror's weapon was brought forwards. It was a massive thing, a chain glaive over 2 meters in length. Its hooked teeth were still gummed with gore from the day's battle.
Dog, take up your weapon! Go! Kill!
As you will it.
Those gathered on the sands of the arena formed a circle, and the roar of the crowd rose. The Flesh Terror took the proffered weapon and stepped into the circle. He began pacing back and forth, dragging the tip of the chain glaive across the ground. His unblinking, bloodshot gaze never left Khan. Without ceremony, Khan stepped into the fighting circle. The flesh terror dropped into a low stance, lips drawing back in another hiss, and his chain glaive roared into life. Khan's chain axe responded in kind. It was a deeper, throatier growl. It spoke of the mastery of its creator's hand when he had forged it, for this legendary weapon had been crafted by the Primarch Angron himself.